Our next guest challenges Brown for the Democratic Party nomination. He is Stephen Johnson. He's currently a home care worker, has worked in a number of fields, including a stint as a real estate agent. He's an Oregon native, born in Portland. Stephen B. Johnson, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Have you held political office before?
I have never held political office.
So
never
what,
run for political office.
Okay, so what convinced you to run for governor? This is an interesting place to start.
Well, I more and more see the failing policies of the state leadership. Failure to adequately fund road construction, public education, and public safety. Failure to obtain quality jobs in sectors other than low-paying or service jobs and high-tech. And failure to use our vast wealth of renewable natural resources. And I like to say that your state of Oregon is probably too small. My state of Oregon would hold 9 other states, hold 4 additional counties, and throw in Washington, D.C., and still have room left over.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the failed policies, and coming back to the failure to adequately fund road construction is where you started. So how do you change that as governor?
Well, we need to use our natural resources, our renewable natural resources. This state is 50% forest. That's 49,000 acres of forest. There's more trees in this state today than there was in 1900.
Okay, and then so what do you do?
You use those forests. You see, the problem is, Jeff, that I remember what this state was like. I remember when the southern counties were the richest in the state.
Because of the timber cutting, you mean?
Because of the timber cutting and because of the use of timber in construction. Look, we're building a high-rise here in Portland made out of wood. That was innovated by someone down in your neck of the woods. Was it not?
I don't know. Bud Pierce mentioned something about this yesterday. He's talking about laminated timber, but I'm not familiar with the particular building.
They're building a 6-story high-rise here in Portland.
6?
Out of wood. That shows you that despite one of your affiliates saying the post-timber economy of Oregon, timber is important. We've got carbon leaking into the atmosphere from our use of carbon-based or oil and the coal. Very dirty. Carbon is an extremely important part of this entire universe. We can use carbon in many, many, many ways. We can sequester carbon for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. But we aren't doing it.
How would we sequester carbon, especially when you have a number of environmental groups saying, you know, you could sequester carbon by leaving trees standing. You're talking about cutting trees down. So how would you go about sequestering carbon?
Well, I would sequester carbon in one way through the use of our renewable natural resources. The way some farmers in the Amazon did 300 years ago, instead of burning, as is the practice today, the forest, they created charcoal and they planted on that. They got extremely high yields. You know that you can plant in pure charcoal. You don't need anything else. And that carbon will sequester anything it comes in contact. That's why they use carbon in gas masks. And it will retain it for an extremely long time. Those same plots of land in the Amazon are producing at much higher yields today, 300 years later.
Okay, you are running for governor of Oregon. Most of the forest land that is public land in the state is owned by the federal government. How, as governor, could you convince the federal government to cut more timber?
The federal government will allow a much higher use than we are today. The Elliott State Forest, to get off of the federal government for a second, but the Elliott State Forest is up for sale. And the reason it's up for sale, well, first of all, it was created to fund our schools in this state. And the reason it's up for sale is because the state admits they're losing $1 million a year on it. Why? Litigation.
Because they're not cutting the timber on there that was intended to provide the income for that. So Elliott Forest established. Okay, so let's move back to the federal forest and talk about how, as governor of Oregon, you could influence federal forest policy.
Well, the federal forest policy I'm fine with. It's getting to be able to use the allocations that we already have is the problem. The problem is litigation. You have an example of consensus from the conservationists and the exploiters of timber in the Sioux law. I think we need to do more of that, and it's doable. This state is so rich, you can't believe how rich it is. And there's room for all. For instance, the establishment of 2.5 million acres, which represents, by the way, 3.8% of this state. Nobody is blinking an eye at too much, except for the people who are close to the land down there, some of them. And it belongs to the public. That means it belongs to all the public. It belongs to, public lands belong to both the exploiter and the preservationist. For about the past 80 years, the trajectory has been on preserve, 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 preserve. Our ability to rejuvenate a forest, as I said, there's more trees today than in 1900. They were doing an awful lot of logging in 1900.
Stephen B. Johnson is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Democratic candidate for Oregon governor, signed up to run in the primary. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Anybody who gets elected governor is going to have to deal with public retiree pension payments, the PERS system, public employee retirement system, projected to take another billion or two out of the next state's budget for the next biennium. How would you deal with the PERS situation?
The same way. Look, you don't have enough money in your wallet. I don't have enough money in my wallet to pay for the things that this state needs. It needs to treat its public employees fairly. And apparently the courts don't think we were. So we've got to deal with that. We've got transportation needs, 30-some bridges falling down. We need new roads. There's no time of day that you can go through Portland if you're going the wrong direction that you are not going to run into heavy traffic. It's called traffic saturation. We've got to build new roads. Our public education system. I get embarrassed to say I'm from Oregon when I start talking about public education. It's embarrassing. We've got to do something about it. You don't have enough money. You can't tax your way out of this kind of challenges. Oregon's future is extremely bright, but we have got to come to face-to-face with the fact that we've got to use some of our natural renewable resources.
So do you see this as another source of income for the state? I mean, you're talking about getting more money into the state budget that way, therefore negating
the PERS? Look, if you cut a stand of timber, you have to employ truck drivers. You have to have mills. These things were, and they are not now, and it is because the stand that the state has chosen to take is preserve, preserve, preserve. You can't save it all. Well, you could. You'd have to vacate the state to do it. But we've got to do it. We have to use our natural resources, and we can address all of these issues, including $5 billion per bill.
So one of the things that you, when you're talking about jobs here, you on your website say that no governor should ever again mouth the words, "We don't want your jobs, they don't fit the character of Oregon." Which governor said that?
Governor Kitzhaber.
In those words?
Well, not in those exact words, perhaps, but that was certainly close. And that's searchable.
I know. I just searched it. I didn't find it.
I'm sorry?
I just searched it. I didn't find it.
Well, I'm not surprised. Do you recall a city mayor one day saying, "Yeah, we want the jobs," turn right around the next day and say, "No, we don't want the jobs"?
If that's a question, no. The answer is no. I don't remember who that mayor was. Who was it?
It's our current mayor here in Portland.
Okay, let's get out of Portland politics and get to statewide issues once again. You mentioned a lot of failed policies. We haven't even talked about public education, really. What can the state do, particularly when you're looking at a potential budget shortfall in the next cycle, to protect schools from cuts?
Well, the next budget shortfall isn't on me, okay? But we could elect a governor who knows what teachers and parents have both been asking for over and over and over. Less testing, less intrusion in the classroom by administration, less requirements of the teacher that require something other than what they were hired to do, such as bookkeeping, so that they're spending hours. And I've talked to them. They're spending hours just on bookkeeping. Reduce the size of the classroom.
Which takes money. Again, what's the income source?
The income source, my friend, is what Oregon is. If you were to name the one thing Oregon is, you would say trees, would you not?
Well, it's one of many things that make Oregon, Oregon.
Yes, but the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear Oregon is trees. And believe me, I was out of this state in the military for 18 months. The thing I wanted dearest to see was a tree.
Steve Johnson, you didn't get into the voter's pamphlet. What happened there?
I am in the voter's pamphlet, page 6.
You're listed in the voter's pamphlet, but you don't have a full explanation of what your campaign is about in the voter's pamphlet.
If I started explaining my entire employment history, it would take up more than 250 words.
So you chose not to make a full entry in the voter's pamphlet?
I chose not to spend $3,000 to write down 250 words, yes.
Who do you think will vote for you in this election?
Well, I'm not really that concerned about who will vote for me. You mean specifically what class of people are going to vote for me? I expect to get votes from businessmen and women. I expect to get votes from the mothers that I see on the street with her two children or three children. And by the way, every child you see is Oregon's future. And it's the responsibility of this state to teach a child to read, write, and do arithmetic. Look.
Okay, there you have the positions of Stephen B. Johnson running for governor as a Democrat. Stephen Johnson, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much, Jeff.